Safe and secure. Welcome, good day, and hello to Silent Time, the opportunity to think on what is really important in life. Do you need at times to talk publicly? It is often expected in society to have good rhetorics, to talk firmly, not leave any doubts. For example, politicians are expected to have answers to all questions. Or in the job, not only the management, also other staff is expected to talk firmly with good rhetorics, not leave any questions, have no doubts. But often that is a mask. As soon as circumstances only slightly change, sometimes the true inner self can be seen. There can be doubts, inner turmoil, fear or even anxiety can be a totally different picture than what we show on the outside. A real safety we will not find in ourselves. We need deep roots in honesty. In such honesty, we can only get if someone takes away the darkness within us, and that is possible. God offers integrity because God takes away all the doubtful things. Jesus has come into this world, suffered and sacrificed himself on our behalf on the cross, taking away all guilt, all wrongdoing, all that is evil. And then he rose again to heavens. To live honestly, it means to receive his forgiveness. To live just, that we cannot achieve that by our own accomplishments. But God has already won that victory. And in repentance and firm faith, we get such integrity. Then circumstances change, not suddenly our whole behavior changes. We can stand firm and have deep roots in such a faith. People who are honest people are safe and secure, Proverbs 10 verse 9, but the dishonest will be caught. Whoever walks in integrity walks securely, but who makes his ways crooked will be found out. Be exposed. People with integrity walk safely. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you that in you we can find true safety and security. You see how many times we are at risk in this world. And you see, if we are left alone, we cannot have a real safety. We cannot have deep roots. Thank you that we can be planted in you, that you offer real safety, security, integrity, that you offer your light. You take away all the wrongdoing, all the bad things, all that makes us insecure, that stirs us up, that all the doubts and evil things. You take all that away. Thank you for that great gift that you give. Thank you for that great news. Help us to stand firm in you, to be deeply rooted in the faith in you. To you be all praise and glory and honor forever.